3, 2, 1, roll the footage. Welcome back, everyone. I'm Simon Severino, your host, and I love books. That's why I asked Allison Lane to help us. We want to get our knowledge out of our heads, our expertise out of our heads, and to have it shine out there where it belongs, where people can use it and make it, you know, their capital also that works while they sleep. So I'm happy that Allison found time to be with us today, because she can help your book get published, promoted, and even become a bestseller. Welcome, Allison Lane.
Ah, thank you. Thanks so much. I'm so excited to talk to your listeners and your fans about the thing that they know is in the back of their mind. They've always wanted to write a book, and they feel like it's never the right time. But I'm telling you, it is the right time. Now is the right time. Yesterday is the right time. Tomorrow also can be the right time, but don't put off what you know in your heart is the right thing. So I'm happy to talk to you and to all those folks out there who think, oh, well, maybe this summer, maybe when the kids are out of the house. There's never a right time. The laundry's never done enough. You have to devote time.
What do you say to people who say, but it costs so much hours and even money, and it doesn't bring any money?
Well, I think a misperception about the publishing industry is that you need to write your book first. In fact, that is false. Do not write your book before you get a book deal. That is just for novelists. So, but we're talking about experts. I serve experts and leaders and entrepreneurs, and nonfiction books are sold on spec. So you don't need your whole book. In fact, no one wants your whole book, not even half of your book. Nobody wants it. They want your book proposal, which is a business plan for your book. And it is very straightforward, and it is very much you explaining to the agent or the publisher how you already have access to this audience who's hungry for the solutions that you provide. But a book is it's such a low ticket entry for those people who can't hire you one-on-one or can't travel to see you speak at the global conference that you're keynoting. The book is it's $25 US or 20, you know, or 19 sometimes. And it's one more door that you open to the person who's hungry for your message. So is it a lot of time? No, I can do a book proposal in 4 days. All of my clients get agent response and interest in their first round of pitching. So the industry average is 3 to 6 months to even get a response. My clients get a response in the first week, usually on the first day. And that's because you have to know what that person, that agent or that publisher is looking for. And you need to give them something that is ready to sell, because it's not their job to figure out what your message is. That's a literary myth. That's from movies. This is so much more straightforward and cleaner and able to be incorporated into your everyday. It really is.
What's the minimum audience that I have to show in that proposal? Is it enough if I have some social media, or do we need a huge email list or even something fancy?
Something fancy. Well, there's it in a few years ago, everyone was talking about platform, how big was your platform, as if there was only one measure of the criteria to get a book deal. And that's untrue. So if you've heard that, flush that from your brain, because what we're really looking for is discoverability. Is the person who's looking for the solutions that you provide able to Google you? Are they going to see you where they already are traveling? So you know, Simon, because you're such a master marketer, that you have to give people different entries into engaging with you. Your podcast, maybe your contributes to some articles, you speak on other people's podcasts. So you are discoverable. Even if someone's not looking for Simon Severino, they're going to trip right over you because you are where that audience is. So that's what we have to show. There's no magic number. I've gotten book deals for people who don't have a brand, but they have a voice and a message. But through the proposal development, we see where that gap is, and then we fill it. We make it happen. So if you're not already contributing to media, we make that happen. I'm a career publicist and marketer, so I have a template for everything. And there's always a way. Always. Because your audience is, they're together. They're together always, and they're always looking for you. So you don't have to go hunt them. They self-segregate because they're hungry for answers, and they're sort of together lamenting, like, oh, even when they're following maybe a competitor or someone you think of as a peer or a mentor, there's room in their heart for you too. Not all of their questions can be answered by one association or voice or leader.
That takes a lot of pressure. So we don't need a huge platform. We need to be discoverable, to be Googleable.
Yep, you need to be discoverable. Yep, there's
And
no magic number, but whoever you are, whatever assets you have now is the time to tackle this opportunity, because if you don't have that initial conversation, you'll never know what could be next. Having a book in your portfolio of opportunities opens doors that you don't need to pursue. Suddenly, people are asking you for partnerships and collaborations and to speak and to contribute. And it's a really truly a gift to the people who can never interact with you one on one.
what are some examples of people who are an expert, but then they were able to land a book deal with your help and it's propelling their business forward?
Well, let me tell you about a couple of people. So Tracy Otsuka is a podcast host of a podcast called ADHD for Smart Ass Women. And she's a lawyer by training. When her 11-year-old son was diagnosed with ADHD, she dove in to learn about it. And several months later, she herself was diagnosed with ADHD. And she learned so much. She started a podcast, but she didn't contribute to media. She just did this. She stopped. She had worked in real estate and also developed a high-end women's fashion line that was sold at very high-end stores. She stopped doing that and she just did this, just podcasting all the time. But she's not an expert by training. She's not a PhD. So there are all these reasons in her mind why she wouldn't get a book deal. And when she met me, her first question to me, which is the first question every single person asks me, do you think this is a book? Like, this is what I talk about. Do you think this is worth doing? And what they're really saying is, do you think there's a market for this little thing that I care so much about? And I said, first of all, the answer is always yes, because there's always a way. And for Tracy, she, you know, she was overwhelmed by the structure of the book proposal, but that's okay. I'm an expert in this. So we did it. She ghosted me in the middle of our development because she was overwhelmed, but I tracked her down and I said, you know, let's just hop on a call. And during the call, I said, I just whipped together the pitch letter. So let's, while we're live, let's just pitch right now. 17 minutes later, an agent responded, can we talk? She got an agent offer on day one, day two, and day three. She ended up with 4 agent offers and her book went to auction. And she's not the only one. Now, she's a podcaster, but talking about ADHD, but my client, Jessie Fine, is an unfortunate expert in grief, having lost both parents, her sister and her daughter. And she, her memoir is not about grief, but it's about family. And she also went through this process and we discovered that she really needed a little bit more media coverage, not of her, but media contribution. So very quickly, we get a couple of pitches out so that her, I call it her byline basket, was more than just one very large publication. And then boom, she has an agent, her book gets 2 offers from publishers, and it's coming out from a very, very well-respected publisher in the spring. So it doesn't really matter how big or small or what the content is. It's, do you know your stuff? Are you certain that you're an expert? Do you, when you're not in the room, do people refer to you as an expert? Because a lot of people tell me, I wouldn't call myself an expert, to which I say, that is baloney. I don't care if you would call yourself that, but if other people would, then that's what we're going to call you. And I think that's maybe just learned humility, but it's boring and it gets in the way of you helping people. So
I love this. And so many everyday heroes out there, they get asked questions all the time, but they don't see themselves as experts. And those are exactly the people who should call Allison. I will ask Allison a couple of things about my favorite part, you as a person, after a word from our sponsor.
What if your business would run well even when you are on vacation? Discover how 1,600 business owners have regained their freedom using the Strategy Sprints blueprints. How they enjoy living their dream and watching their business scale. Get the exact checklists they use to go from stressed to fulfilled using the Strategy Sprints method. Order your copy of Strategy Sprints 12 Ways to Accelerate Growth for an Agile Business on Amazon today. And if you love it, leave us a review. For more information, head over to strategysprints.com.
Allison, what makes you happy as a dog?
I love that first initial conversation with someone who doesn't see the potential of their message reaching more people than they can imagine. And when I get that vision for, I know what to do. I know that you have 3 options. Pick one, they're all going to work. That spark is, to me, why I do this.
Cool. And what are you doing to supercharge your relationships?
I am pulling together all of my clients and, past and present, but they're never really past clients. They always stay in my orbit. I'm pulling them together for a VIP reunion. Just let's get together. You guys know of each other. It's time that you know each other because we can all help each other. So that is, I'm excited about that.
I love this. You remember Buddha? He was talking about the three jewels, Buddha, Dharma, Sangha. And so he said, with these three things, that's powerful because Buddha is the scholar itself. They're on their way. In theory, they know everything and have everything, but they have forgotten. They are disconnected from their full wisdom and full remembering. Then there is Dharma, which is the teaching or the teachings or the exercises or the tool. A book proposal template is such a tool. And then there is Sangha, is the community of the other people who have just written a book proposal or are starting their second book. And with these three things together, this is where the magic happens. I love it. Who do you envy and why?
I envy is such a toxic feeling. I don't know that I envy. I envy people who are very fit, but they can eat all the chocolate that they want. That seems to me like a magical combo.
And what do your allies bring to the party as opposed to your accomplices? So people who bring the best out of you versus the worst.
My allies, and I hope this is true for everyone, my allies often say, you're doing too much. Don't do this, do that. I love to be told what to do because it is in my it's in my DNA to try and do too much. But you can't. I'm speaking to myself now. Allison, you can't do that. You must pick one lane. You go faster when you pick one lane.
Love this. I've recently reread Warren Buffett, one of the people I study to make better decisions. And he really just did a few things, but over decades, that was his main thing. To stay in his lane, it was nothing totally different or totally special, but he sticked to his plan for decades. And that made the difference. How do you protect your confidence in tough times?
I don't know that I have a confidence issue in tough times. I think my tough times are when I'm trying to do too much and I'm not giving myself time to think or noodle. And I've got my nose to the grindstone and I'm in the weeds, in the tactics too much. And you really do have to lift up and breathe a little and look around and go, oh, I probably didn't need to be doing that or those 10 things. And there's nothing like ripping a piece of paper out of your to-do notebook and saying, you know what? I haven't gotten to these things in 3 months, so I don't think they're necessary. I'm just going to remove them from my eyesight. I love it. Just the sound of the paper ripping is juicy.
Oh, this is cool. And I love that you give yourself the permission to do that because sometimes we have those guilt feelings, right? But it's probably much better to just rip it off.
Yeah.
Allison, where can we find your work? Where can we follow you and your journey?
I am at LinkedIn.com. Well, my website is lanelit.com. That's lanelit.com. And you can connect with me there. Don't be shy though. Book a consult. It's free. I would love to jump on a call and learn what you're doing and what you want to do and who you want to help. Because all the people I work with, their main driver is they want to help people. Otherwise they wouldn't be doing what they'd be doing, what they're doing. They'd be, you know, working for the man, for, you know, just punching their time card. But that's not why we do what we do, right? So lanelit.com. And if you go to lanelit.com/bio-package, you will get a very, very special freebie that I offer that is the first element that everyone needs to consolidate all of your anchor content into one document so that you are always powerful, always quotable, and always ready. So that's available on the website. If you go to lanelit.com, you'll see that. It's important for every speaker to know what their most quotable statements are, because if you're not interesting, you're not quotable. Boring people do not get quoted.
Oh yes, let's all get a bit less boring, more quotable, more powerful. I love this. And so guys, we don't have any excuses anymore. 2024 is the year for our book. There are no excuses. We don't get the book deal. Well, we call Allison. Let's do this, everybody. Allison Lane, thank you for being on the show. And
thank you. I'm so excited.
Absolutely. Thank you. Have a great day, Allison.
You too.
Avoid trying to do thousands of things that doesn't work. We have 274 templates for your business success. Reach your ambitious goals with one-on-one sprint coach. We double your revenue in 90 days.
What if your business would run well even when you are on vacation? Discover how 1,600 business owners have regained their freedom using the Strategy Sprints blueprints. How they enjoy living their dream and watching their business scale. Get the exact checklists they use to go from stressed to fulfilled using the Strategy Sprints method. Order your copy of Strategy Sprints 12 Ways to Accelerate Growth for an Agile Business on Amazon today. And if you love it, leave us a review. For more information, head over to strategysprints.com.